Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. You can watch this show. Just go to radioalice.com/watch. That link takes you directly to the Looking Glass. We've got a bunch of cameras in all the studios, and Vaughn is running the show in there. He cuts, he fades. He puts up lower thirds.
Lots of graphics.
Yeah, he's amazing. Mm-hmm. And so you can watch the show every morning, and then he loops it throughout the day, and on the weekend, it's like kind of a best of roundup of our most amazing shots from the week. It's so funny, once in a while, I'll check out the Looking Glass just to see how much longer I have before I have to dye my hair.
Jesus.
I get a skunk stripe up the middle of my head. I'm getting pretty close here. Actually, that's one of the first things that the lady said to me yesterday. I walk in, she goes, "Oh, are we here for a dye job too?" I'm like, "Nope." Just give me a haircut.
Sure about that? Sure.
I go, "No, I'll take care of it."
I go and look at Vaughn's studio, and I look in, I go, "How's my blush today?"
Oh,
because you're doing it pretty much in the dark, and I go, "Oh, sometimes it's too much or not enough," and I go and look, "How's it look today?"
Okay. Wow. I had no idea there was
a
whole thing going on.
Check your look in the mirror in there. It's basically
that's
a mirror.
That's been going on behind my back for how long now?
Do you want to see how shiny
forever.
You are?
No.
Oh, my God. Sometimes Vinny is like, the light hits him just right on one angle of his head. It's like, oh, God.
No.
Camera's got to come off of that. Mm-hmm. Anyway, you can watch it at radioalice.com/watch. We get real fancy in here. Like, amazing outfits and just the
Whose
latest.
Phone is that?
And,
not me.
Not me.
That was me.
It's you. Who is it? Your mom?
Yeah, it's my mom.
Your ma?
What's mom
what's she,
up to?
What's she doing? Yes, Sarah, it's time to get your hair dyed.
Send me a selfie of your haircut. Mm. And then she said, "Really adorable. Did you get highlights?" I guess.
Highlights?
Yeah,
does
I
she
had
know
gray
you?
Highlights yeah. put in.
I have gray highlights. I did not get highlights, Mom. That is the faded color from the last bottle I stuck on there. Yeah. All right. So this, I thought about this for a while. Like, photoshopping can make anybody, you know, if someone's good at it and they find someone who's sort of similarly lit, you can easily take anybody's face and put it on any body and make it a fairly convincing nude.
There's just about anything you look at. Unfortunately, this is what happens to a lot of famous women.
Right.
Anything that you look up, if you add naked at the end, you will see a million pictures that are clearly someone made them.
Right. And some of them not so clearly. Like, the technologies, people are pretty good at this stuff and
right,
seem to have time on their
hands.
Right,
except that you know that particular actress would never pose with her legs spread wide open in a full nude spread eagle view.
So you can guess just by the content of the picture. But it still must be horrifying whether you would ever pose like that or not. If you came across that picture of yourself, you'd be horrified. And then you'd be like, "Oh, well, what body did they put me in?"
Yeah.
Is it a good body?
Because that's not that bad.
Looks better than the real thing.
But they're saying now that there is technology that's available at the consumer level that you can put someone's face, like, really masterfully into a porn. So and not just porn. I mean, you really could do this for anything. Like, the implications go far beyond that. Any, you know, you could have someone holding up a bank and CG their face, and like, you can do this with apps. Apparently, some of it is really convincing looking. They're actually talking about people who make really convincing fake celebrity porn videos. They're saying it started with some Reddit user named Deepfakes, who figured out how to face swap women like Gal Gadot and Taylor Swift into porn videos on his PC. So face swap, is that a Snapchat thing?
I've definitely used that on Snapchat. I don't know where it came from, but
so,
it's on Snapchat.
He started, well, and I think that's the first time I ever heard of it was on Snapchat. But I guess this guy, you know, took it a step further and figured out a way to do it in these porns. And
some of it looks fairly realistic. And then people went, oh, that's a great idea, and continued to try to
pursue that,
make that even better.
That. Right.
So this dude apparently used a machine learning algorithm, which is a form of artificial intelligence, and then just videos that he got off the web. And then another Reddit user created an app that allows even me or you to do this, you know, like the average person who has no hacking skills, but, you know, can go, yes, I'll select this face and, oh, that the lighting and coloring looks the same, and you can put these things together. So basically, it's scary for celebrities. It's scary really for, you know, anybody. Someone could do revenge porn that you weren't even a part of, and your mom's not going to know that the guy's just a CG.
You know,
maniac.
It's totally more likely, because there's way more of us normal people than there are of celebrities.
Right.
It's more likely that this is going to be used against normal people.
To ruin someone's life or reputation.
Right?
Or absolutely.
I mean, especially in a situation where some celebrity could be all, there's no way that's me, and I can tell you where I was and whatever, but some random person.
Right. Who just goes, oh my God.
You've just ruined my life.
Right.
Or my marriage, or my whatever.
My job, my career.
Yeah.
And people yelling, I was hacked, or I was those, you know, that stuff was stolen, or that's not me. Like, we believe that less and less.
Oh, we don't believe that at all.
Yeah. And if somebody because it seemed like a lot of effort would go into like, now there's no effort. Like, if I said, oh my God, Uzi, I saw this porno movie of you, like, what the hell's going on here? You'd be like, what are you talking about? And you'd look at it, and it's clearly,
when did I do that?
Right. Well, maybe you're not, maybe we know each other well enough that you could even just tell by someone's reaction whether or not it was real. But for an average person, like some girl that works in the office, and all of a sudden everyone's looking at some porn of her that some, you know, mad ex-boyfriend
Jill from
put out there, right,
yeah.
Whatever. Like, that's, you know, harder to defend. Like, oh, really? You got hacked? Why would someone hack you? You're nobody.
Well, and I know that people have, we are just a star bleeper society, and we definitely were just fixated on our celebrities. But the truth is, most of the people doing this are men, right?
I suppose that's probably true.
Yeah, well, hard to
I'm sure
say.
Women
Am
can
I wrong?
Be awfully evil as well.
Sure.
And have mad computer skills.
Well, I was thinking more along the lines of those lustful people who can't get what they want, and so they do do things, because those are the people we fall in love with, the people around us.
Yeah.
Aren't
so
they?
So Matt from accounting just really gave it to Jill from accounting.
God, I just go on with the story.
No,
I mean,
Bill, is there some celebrity?
No, I'm basically telling you that there's an app. You can download a goddamn app that allows me
that.
To take your face and stick
before.
It in a porn. And the only recourse is to be able to find the original porn to go, no, look, here's the original one. I swear it's not me.
Face swap.
Well, face swap is the original technology but then some other Reddit guy put together an app. Look, I'm not opposed to people, you know, making their $1 billion on their app, but this seems super. And the thing is, like, they're talking about porn here, but all I can think is, man, this is a way to really screw with people on way other, not just porn. You could put people into any kind of compromising situation. I mean, and talk about fake news, like, everything is suspect now. Like, I don't know. And I suppose consider the source always on these things, but any you got to question everything now.
Well, that's
and
so,
believe Jill from accounting. It's not her.
The one thing, look, I think James Franco seems like a cool enough guy, mm-hmm. and I've seen some of his work and liked it. I've also seen some where I thought, I can't believe they got that movie made. Mm. But the stuff that you're hearing about him, a lot of it doesn't seem like it goes into that criminal area that we've been talking about. Mm-hmm. But he also put himself in idiotic situations and really shady situations. Like, I'm a celebrity, a huge star, but I'm going to teach college kids acting in all kinds of. He did it at NYU. He did it. Some people were saying he was doing it here in
Palo Alto. Right.
And it's just weird. Like, he has to be more careful than that if he's really on the up and up.
Right.
He put out a book, I don't know, a few years back, but I read over the weekend, I think, that someone had read a quote from him saying that, yeah, the reason why I do these college things is so I could pick up on chicks. Like,
so there,
like,
it is. That's, you know,
unethical is not illegal.
Right. Except now he's paying the price. Yeah. That's what I was. The point I'm trying to make.
These college kids at the time are now saying, yeah, he was wildly inappropriate.
You got to put.
He was writing in scenes where we all had to take off our clothes, and, you know, they got cut from the movie, but he has the footage somewhere.
I think you just got to be careful where you put yourself.
Right. Well, he also, there was that whole thing with that 17 or 15 year old. I can't even remember.
Oh, he's shady.
Oh, the Instagram thing.
Yeah, where he's trying to sneak out of her parents' hotel room in New York or something.
Right. And then he got busted on it on Regis' show.
And
they let him off the hook.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I just don't really know about this technology.
Tough negotiating social networks. And they just went, oh, okay.
Anyway, this scares me. They don't say the name of this particular app, and I'm kind of glad, because that's the last thing that we need. We don't need this fake videos. We just don't need them. There's enough fake crap out there.
All right.
I mean, you can't even, like, go off the grid to get away from this stuff, really. You're screwed. Oh, by the way, Hooman?
Yes, sir.
In a direct opposite of what I was just saying, there's a bunch of links in this story to doctored up videos if you want to take a look.
All right.
All right.
Did you leave me something on my desk
here?
I left you two videos. There's a video of John Legend helping Chrissy Teigen into spandex as she's, I don't know, 8 months pregnant. And then I can't remember what the other one was. What's the other video?
The pregnant lady.
Jennifer Gardner eating a pepper or something.
Yeah, I guess she's got her own, you know, she's got a vegetable garden and she picks a pepper.
Picks a peck of pickled peppers.
And I guess someone's filming her. She says, well, I'm going to try it. And she bites it. And apparently it's so hot, she's like shooting herself in the face with a garden hose. like a huge, huge mistake. So just look at them. And if they're any good, we'll post them at Radio Islands. So Grumpy Cat.
Yeah.
We all know Grumpy Cat. Like, everybody's seen the memes, and I guess people are paying big money to license Grumpy Cat's image and do lines of products, which means we need to trademark Garage Cat immediately, Hooman.
Oh, God. Grumpy Cat has a net worth of $100 million.
What?
Get the hell out of here.
Is that real?
It says it online, Sarah, so of course it's real.
$100 million is what the owner of Grumpy Cat and Grumpy Cat's image has.
The next article is 20 pets that make millions for their owners.
That makes me want to cry so hard. Like, lay my head down and just let the tears flow. So Grumpy Cat just won a $710,000 copyright infringement case. Well, the owners did. Mm-hmm. A beverage company called Grenade had a license to sell a line of iced coffees called Grumpy Cat Grumpuccino. Super creative. But they were using the cat's image on other products. So they had the license, but it was just for this one specific thing. And they were using them on other products, so the owner sued. And their lawyer said, it's an important precedent when you have something like a meme online. It's the first verdict ever rendered in favor of a viral meme. Memes have rights, too. Maybe that's how they're making their $100 million.
I guess the owner, a gal, I think her name is Samantha, was a server at the time, and her brother posted a video online of the cat. And boom.
Oh, my God. $100 million. That just seems
Seems
wrong.
Like there's retirement.
And then it's like everyone in your family's retirement.
Yeah.
You need to get Leo up. Garage Cat.
Yeah.
Or Prozac.
Yes.
Someone called it Prozac Cat yesterday.
Let's not.
It could be your retirement, Vincent.
Can you imagine if you had a hit with? You need to start taking some pictures of Grumpy Cat or whatever your cat's name is. Garage
Leo.
Cat.
I don't know if the term is industrious or entrepreneurial or whatever, but I don't have that spirit to try and turn a dollar off every.
You know what? I bet your wife
blessed
does.
Blessed thing, yeah.
You know what I mean?
His wife started printing up T-shirts as soon as Hurry Up became a thing.
Yeah.
Like, you should tell her about the Grumpy Cat. You know what? Tell your wife that Grumpy Cat is worth $100 million. And tell her how adorable Garage Cat is. And let's get some Garage Cat crap going.
Isn't that funny that Hurry Up was me riffing on being at one of her races
right.
and holding a sign? hurry up.
Yes.
Like, I want to go home. Hurry up, as in.
And she loved it, and she took it, and she printed up T-shirts and sold them. I mean, I can't even remember where you guys were selling them. But that's, like, she could do this. You need to tell her. We need to have a Garage Cat
more
app.
Often than you. She could see funny things that Prozac Cat is doing.
Do you want to know? I'll tell you something. Me and that girl, the number one argument we have.
Oh, I can't wait.
The number one argument, because we don't argue about much. The number one argument is about our free time, because we both have our own hobbies that we want to pursue. And as a kid has been dropped into the middle of this, and my long speeches before the kid was born about how, listen, I'm not, that's not, that's you.
This is, you want this kid. This is, you're going to be your free time that gets eaten. You can kiss your free time goodbye. I'm not kissing my free time goodbye.
Argue about our free time. If you think I'm going home to drop an idea on her that's going to take up more of her,
dude, it could be $100 million. Vinny, what does it matter?
I just want to go surfing.
Oh my God.
That's it. I like my life.
Grumpy Cat surfboards. I like it. No, Garage Cat.
Yeah, Garage Cat.
That's the truth, though. That is the number one grind we have going, is how we're... You're going where? Yeah, that's where I'm going. I'm going surfing.
All right, that's all I have to say for. That's it. I look at the time.
The John Legend, Chrissy Teigen video's up on Sarah and Vinny on Facebook.
Is it funny?
I mean, it's very, you know, he's doing his husbandly duty.
He's just trying to squeeze her into a pair of spandex? Is that what the thing is?
She's helping her put over her baby bump or whatever she's got going on.
Yeah, spandex are rough, man. Sometimes I'll break out into a sweat.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Trying to get into, like, workout clothes is a workout. And trying to get out of them afterward is like, oh, my God,
yeah,
this is not
sweaty,
worth it.
I
should just put this on 3 or 4 times and take it off. God, my arms would be in amazing shape. Jesus.
You guys got to ruin everything?
Yeah.
Yes. We do.
That's what we do.
Well, I am going to have to finally address, I've been pushing it aside and aside and aside because I don't want to do the story 10 times, but we do have the Larry Nassar sentencing and the fallout from that. That's the U.S. gymnastics doctor and more after these.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by RadioAlice.com. Could be brand new any minute.
Yep.
And it was already the best website of all time. So
apparently we're going to make it better.
I have been monitoring it, and it's looking cleaner. Like than ever
How
before.
Is that possible? I mean, it was already.
What is it, a blank page?
The slickest page.
It looks clean, you know?
Nice.
It used to be a little muddy, but now it's looking clean.
You're crazy.
Yeah, well,
boy, you were just spoiled by the old one.
Yeah. Anyway, RadioAlice.com. Join us there, won't you?
Click away.
All right, here's what's happening. This story has been everywhere, and I've been following it to some extent. I didn't want to do it each step of the way because it's horrific.
There are some gory details.
Yeah, there is a doctor named Larry Nassar. He was... kind of a famous sports doctor. He was the doctor on the Michigan State University campus, but also the doctor for U.S. women's gymnastics.
For years?
I want to say it's been 2 decades that this guy has been taking care of our young athletes and more, not just gymnastics.
Right.
Again, he was the doctor on Michigan State University campus.
Access to... many young people, many.
The former sports doctor who admitted molesting some of the nation's top gymnasts for years under the guise of medical treatment was sentenced yesterday to 40 to 175 years in prison by a judge who proudly told him, "I just signed your death warrant." Mm. She had quite a few choice words for him, which I liked. I thought, you know what, if there's ever a time for a judge to get up on a horse and just go... this is it.
She's been amazing. They did, I want to say it was 7 days of his accusers reading statements that
That's
he
right.
had to sit through. And he, at one point, like not long into the process, he was like, "I get it. I'm a terrible person." She goes, "Oh, you think just admitting that is going to get you
he
out
said
of this?"
That?
Basically.
Well, so they say it was a 7-day hearing in which more than 150 women and girls offered statements about being abused by this guy, which means that's just the people who were willing to step up and say that, which is hard enough, as you can imagine, someone who did that to you. And in many cases, these women and girls were saying, "You ruined my life," which is probably, I'm just guessing, but I bet there's another whole half of the women who said, "I'm not facing that. I can't face that." Right?
Right.
Anyway, that is how he reacted. He also, you know, turned to the women and said, "I've heard you." But the judge said, "You know what? I've got a letter right here where you're talking about how these women are looking for fame." This is something he wrote in his own defense just a week before.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So she's like, "I'm not buying any of the stuff you're
selling
here."
You're going to sit here and listen to everything that they have to say.
Anyway, he'd already been given a sentence of 60 years for child porn charges or crimes. So this, on top of that, means he'll never walk in public again.
I heard he's getting sentenced for something, some other thing next week, too. There's some other set of charges or something. Like, this is, the guy's going to get, he's going to wind up with 1,000 years in prison.
Good.
Which is what he needs.
Right. They say the allegations against him spanned a dozen sports over 25 years.
Gross.
So again, the 150 women and girls that offered statements, that's not the number.
That's the tip of the iceberg.
Right.
This guy had access and no one stopped him. Then there had been payouts too. It's not
so
like they...
I'm getting to all
oh,
that.
Sorry,
this is
sorry,
all
going
to happen. And I'm trying to do this in a comprehensive way. It's not easy because it's gigantic.
Huge,
and
yeah.
It's a very sensitive topic that I want to do some justice to it. So the next conversation is no one knew about this. No
right.
one knew about this. And that's where you're going to start to see more people going down by the piles, as they should.
Yep.
Luanna Simon, the president of Michigan State University, where this doctor worked, has stepped down. She announced her resignation yesterday. This doctor apparently was made aware of him or something happening on her campus. She's not being forthright about exactly what she knew. And what I even heard was someone may have even directed her not to look at into it because it would put her in a position of knowledge and then in a position of having to take action. Either
yeah,
way.
What's wrong with that? Why?
That's
why
her job.
Yeah.
So that is an absolute. She
because
needs
then they would take away money from the program, right?
Well, yes. They're in a situation.
It's always about money.
God.
Where there's... Everything's a thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you do this, then this might happen. And I...
When there's all those consequences, just pick the right thing.
There's speculation that someone may have advised her to not get involved. That's just speculation. Either way... I agree. Do something. This is the same story as Penn State's
story.
That's
exactly what I was thinking.
It's the same damn thing. It's that Paterno saying, "I didn't know, I didn't see, I hadn't heard." And then everyone's like, "No, you heard."
Yeah.
"No, you heard and you knew. So why didn't you do something?" I'm just looking at the football field over here. So that's in the, so now... What you just mentioned too, Sarah, is the next big thing. They have to fire everyone involved with U.S. women's gymnastics. There were payouts. In fact, let me get her name specifically, Michaela Maroney.
She's the one that I want to say Chrissy Teigen said, "I'll pay the penalty that you would."
Yeah.
This was last week or whenever we did that story.
Olympic gold medal winning gymnast Michaela Maroney alleges in a lawsuit filed in L.A. on Wednesday. This was back in December. That USA Gymnastics paid her to be quiet about the abuse by team's longtime doctor, Larry Nassar.
So they were well aware.
They name Michigan State University, U.S. Olympic Committee, and Nassar in the lawsuit. He was the former team doctor who admitted to abusing underage girls. So that's all of them have to go.
All of them.
Like, clear it out. And that's what we'll be expecting. And I hope to be reporting that happily here in the coming days.
That.
Because not and actually, there's probably more people that need to go from Michigan State University as well.
Mention the doctor's name again.
Larry Nassar is the doctor. Luana Simon is the Michigan State president. She has resigned her position. Larry Nassar will never
see the light of day again.
Right. And he's the doctor that had been molesting and abusing girls in his care for the last 25 years. It's
unbelievable.
Horrible. And all these grown-ups, again, who just didn't want to lose their position in life by getting involved, should go too, in specific U.S. women's gymnastics. There's that.
Thank you.
Next story. And you know, millennials get a bad rap. I like a lot of the kids that are coming up today.
It's funny. You do hear bad stuff about kids, yeah. And then you meet, like all my kids' friends. I'm like, you seem delightful.
Well, we have trouble because technology has changed life so dramatically in such a short window, more than ever before, for sure. Like our parents to us,
yes,
there was not quite the same change.
Like TV was the big deal when they were kids. You know?
I just talked about it on The Secret Show. I don't know if it was yesterday or the other day.
Uh-huh.
We had one TV in the house. Mm. So if you wanted to be up to with the one TV, you were stuck in the living room.
Right.
You know,
taking
there I
chances
am, trying
with
to
the
look,
Spice Channel.
Right, trying to look through the scrambled screen. I'm in the living room. The TV's gigantic, and it's on the floor. You know what I mean? There was no moving it. There was no... It wasn't on wheels.
Right.
Now, there's TVs in every room, and
you
our
forget
phones
TVs.
And our pads.
Exactly.
And our...
You find a closet and sit in there with your phone, you dirty bird.
So, anyway, right. Things have changed dramatically from us to the next generation, and it's hard for us to sort of relate to some of the stuff.
Absolutely.
16% of millennials, though, despite being thought of as too busy with their phones and not working and living in mom and dad's garage, 16% of millennials have $100,000 saved up.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Because they're living at folks' home?
Maybe that's why, but nonetheless, that's good money to have put away. I didn't have that.
Oh, my God, that's incredible.
They're not driving, not paying car insurance.
I guess.
Health insurance. Maybe they're still on their parents.
Plowing all their money into their
millennials
savings.
Are age 23 to 37.
Oh, 37?
Oh.
What did you think?
I thought younger than that. Because
I thought between, say, 23 and 30.
Well, if you're born in 82, how old are you?
Sarah? 35.
Okay, so that's another... Mm. A survey I looked at said born between 82 and 04.
Mm. Oh.
So it's in that mid-30s range.
Okay. Well, good for them.
Between 82 and 04. Well,
Millennials are not as financially irresponsible as they are often portrayed. Instead of spending money frivolously, they're socking it away and even paying down those hefty student loans. And maybe that is one of the things. The sacrifice that you make living with your parents, I don't know. I guess that's hard to say. A lot of the kids I talk to say, I love my parents. I like living with them. It's not a problem. I had to get out of my house. There was no way I was staying that house. And my parents were good to me. I just wanted to do stuff. And I didn't need any. Even my mom today is my, God love her, but she'll be like, can I get you something to drink? Oh, Mom, I'm pushing 50. If I'm thirsty, I'll get up. You don't need to. It's okay.
So
I got this.
You know, and it's not even so. It's like I like living at home, and my parents were great, too. But I actually wanted to have my own life.
Right.
You know, maybe there's just not a drive for that as much or something.
Well,
I just want to be under my own roof and take care of my own stuff.
But the sacrifice you make is I was poor.
Yeah.
I was poor.
No question. I mean, I can't say I never hit my parents up for money after I moved out. Oh, my God. My rent's due. And I'm $112 short. Please, Dad.
I can see why someone, if they could, like, let's say my daughter could have just a clean look back at how Dad was living. She'd be like, that's a cockroach on your toothbrush. That's gross. I don't want to live like that. Because that happened to me. And I was like, oh, my God. I wonder how often he's doing the backstroke on my toothbrush and I didn't see it.
All the time.
Probably.
That was his
every
home.
Night. Yeah.
Most of the time, he heard the click of the light and got the hell out of there.
Right. Well,
oh,
guess
that guy's
what?
Coming to use my house.
I can see why my daughter or anyone younger might go, nah, I'm going to keep some level. I don't want to sink below a certain level.
Right.
So, good on you, millennials.
Yep. Save it up.
Way to go.
You know, I wonder if millennials are like, I'm going to live at home until I have enough money to buy a house. And a house is a great investment. But it's also, I feel like there's such a learning curve in living by yourself and that jumping from your parents. I think you should have an apartment first. Like, it's like living with someone.
Well,
just try it out first before you jump in.
It depends on where we're talking about. We know where we're talking, that where
around
our
here,
voices
right.
are being heard, there's no moving in even to an apartment.
No.
When you're 18. That ain't happening.
You might be able to find a room somewhere.
Right.
And even then, it's super, or half a living room. It's super expensive.
A couple of texts, 707. I'm 26. My boyfriend is 29. We own our own home in Sonoma County. We bought ourselves with no help from mommy and daddy. Both have 401ks and over 100K in the bank.
Good for you.
I am not a college graduate. Not all millennial are lazy. We're just different and live in different time. Love you guys.
I wonder what they do. That's amazing. Good for you.
Another one, 619, says, I'm 29, been in the workforce for 4 years. I have 103K in my 401K. I haven't lived at home since I was 18. And I have over $200,000 in student loan debt. That's the reality of being a millennial.
Good for you. Way to have your S together.
You know, that 401k thing, people will tell you whatever they want to tell you about it. But one of the things that happened to me, and it was here, and I think it was at Alice the first go round early on.
Uh-huh.
It was Liz St. John who said, are you in our 401k? And I was all, huh?
What now?
And she goes, listen, they match money here.
Yes.
The company matches. And she sort of broke it down for me. And I went, oh, I'll do it.
Yeah.
And I did
thank
it.
Thank goodness you did.
And it was one of those things where she didn't need to take that time to tell me that. She probably doesn't even remember telling me that. This is the first time I'm saying it out loud and I don't know how many years. But that's it. It is. I wish I'd have done it sooner.
Right.
I wish I'd have
And you should put in the
it.
Absolute max
as
that you
much
can put
as you
in.
Can.
I think it's 15% of your salary, isn't
Some
it?
Places are 9%. It depends on your company. Yeah. They can be as low as 6%.
Well, it just becomes, it's $18,000. Yeah. That's it. That's the most,
you, that
can,
the most
that's
you can
That's the
put
most
in.
You can put in. And then your the company can match above that.
Mm-hmm.
So it does end up being more.
Mm-hmm.
But your contribution is capped at 18 or 18.5 or something like that. So the percentage part is just how you get to that 18.
Mm-hmm.
So what you're giving...
Right.
You want to spread it out over the year and have
sure.
it be the least possible painful.
Right.
So it doesn't but, hit you so
but
hard.
But make it a little bit painful and you'll thank yourself down the road.
Absolutely.
I mean, max it for
yes.
sure.
Yes. Do the most you can do.
Yeah.
And
Liz St. John is great, though.
She
Every
is
time
great.
I talk to that lady, she gives me a little bit of knowledge, a little bit of wisdom.
So she's actually been here longer than we have, even.
She
I
was
mean,
here KRQR days.
Right.
She used
yeah.
to be main DJ with KRQR.
She is like our public service liaison, and she, and I think, I'm
She
not
does
sure.
weekends here, yeah. and then she fills in for us on particular holidays. I'll have her work, you know, whatever the holiday is. So she's still around and
great.
Doing great. Yeah.
Well, I guess I should thank her right now.
Thanks,
since I
Liz
didn't
St. John.
I didn't even think
well
to
done.
Ding ding shame.
yeah, that's who got me into our 401k by cool. mentioning the money match. It's free money.
Yeah.
They're giving you money, dude.
Why wouldn't you?
Duh. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. Thanks, Sarah. You reminded my wife she had to do her roots this morning. Now my coffee's late.
I'm sorry.
Oh,
wait, what?
I'm sorry that you know what? I actually feel that guy's pain. I would also be very upset if my coffee was late.
Here's a picture. I love this picture. It's a lady wearing one of the hurry up hats the missus was selling. I have a hurry up hat, says 925, and there it is.
I'm telling you, if anyone's going to make you $100 million, it's that lady.
Yeah, she did jump on that blog idea pretty
yeah,
quick, didn't
your
she?
Your wife is pretty energetic.
Who?
Your wife.
Your wife.
Ah.
That's what everyone keeps saying. They're texting in today about your wife.
Is that right?
Yes.
Weird. Mm.
Yeah, is it?
Is it? I don't know. Why is it weird to call your wife your wife?
Yeah.
925 says, did Sarah just say there's a porn with Uzette in it? Link, please.
No, there is no porn with Uzette in it. What we're saying is that there's the technology is there at on an app-based level where you can make a porn with Uzette in it. Take her face and put it on.
Send me the link, everyone.
Yes, we'd love to see it. Send it to us.
I would love to see it.
We want the link.
Make sure I have my 20-year-old body, not my 50-year-old body.
Well, we're going to give you someone else's body.
Okay,
going to give you the hottest body we can find.
Perfect.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
The Super Bowl.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.